This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Some of the stories about this year's Canadian wildfires and the smoke that's polluted the skies in American cities might lead you to believe the fires are something new. Well, Cliff Mass, atmospheric sciences professor at the University of Washington, says May is the beginning of wildfire season in Canada's Northern Territory, but
this year we've had this wind field that's been moving. Not only the fire is pretty big, but the winds are blowing it into populated areas. It blew it first to us and then to the East Coast.
And Mass says it's caused by the same system that's changed California's weather this year.
This pattern is really behind all this, with this trough over California. And associate that as a ridge to the northeast of it in the southern part of Canada. So there's this trough ridge pattern that's just locked in. And that's been the problem.
But Mass says it's not likely to last forever.
As we get more into midsummer, I expect it to lift. And, you know, the jet stream's going to weaken, and this trough ridge stuff is going to push northwards. So I think it undoubtedly will lose this pattern. But that's what's behind it all. And we've had this pattern for a long time. So it's not a climate change story. It's this pattern locking in story.
To get more on Cliff's perspective on weather matters, go to cliffmass.blogspot.com.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.